Scientists hope to begin field testing of the latest versions of temperature and humidity sensors within swine transport vehicles this fall. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The University of Saskatchewan, the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization, the Prairie Swine Center, and the Prairie Agricultural Machinery Institute, in collaboration with industry and with support from Swine Innovation Pork, are working to improve the cleaning and disinfection of swine transport vehicles. As part of that work, sensors developed by Transport Genie to monitor and track factors such as temperature, humidity, and vibration within the trailer, and GPS coordinates are being tested for durability. Dr. Terry Fonstead, a professor in the College of Engineering with the University of Saskatchewan, says earlier versions weren't durable.
First of all, they've got to be able to withstand the animals, because the animals can chew on them if they're bored. Then they got to take, you know, if you can imagine, they might have to take plus 100 degrees Celsius or 110, because that's what we're, you know, the furnaces will get up to 110 as they get these trailers up to 75 degrees. And so if they're near the back, they can get quite warm, and they have to get to minus 40 if they're parked outside and still work. They got to be able to take vibration. So, of course, a truck going down the road is going to hit railway tracks and all kinds of things that are going to cause vibration, and they got to be banged around that. And they got to take heat cycling, you know, hot and cold is if you got a baking a trailer and it gets to 75 degrees for 20 minutes and you open the doors and throw it outside at minus 40, the sensor is going to hit that same temperature. And so the testing that we're doing is, of course, heat cycling, vibrations. We've got a vibrations tables for them. And then also tumbling them around in like it was rolling around in the trailer, and then try to make sure it keeps reading. So we're looking at reliability and dependability and accuracy before they go out to the industry. And then the next step, we'll put them in real trucks and put them in and haul a load of animals and run them through the wash facility and through the bake ovens and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do for the industry.
Dr. Fonstad hopes field testing of the sensors in trailers can begin by September. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.